Welcome to today's career report. Man, we got a lot of exciting stuff for you. Hey, if you don't know me, my name is Tim Madden. Every single day, almost every single day, Monday through Friday, I try to come to you. Hey, sometimes I got to go to the DMV. Sometimes I got to go get new plates on the car because I just moved to Tennessee. But if it's not that, every day I try to break down, hey, what's really happening in the job market? Who's hiring? Who's laying off? What trends you need to know about right now? So, hey, whether you're in a search, leading a team, or just trying to stay ahead of all of these market shifts that are happening every single day, hey, this is your go-to source for real-time insights. Got some exciting stuff going on for you today, so let's get started. Number one, we are holding a special training. Two special trainings. ECU, don't worry. Hey, if you're already a part of the Executive Career Upgrades community, don't worry. Me and Christina have something special for you. We're going to talk about it soon. If you are not a member of our community already, you can go to startmycomeback.com. We're actually holding a live training next week about how do you get right before the end of the year, right? How do you get some traction in your search? So if you are not a member of Executive Career Upgrades, we would love to see you in there. Executive Career Upgrades, we have something special for you planned, me and Christina. So stay tuned. But I also want to say, man, the interview, we have a new product coming out. That is very, very, very exciting. It's only going to be for our current clients first, not individuals that are not a part of our ecosystem. But we are launching a new program here called the Interview Igniter Program. Here's why we're super excited about it. We're going to help you get on. So we have automated systems. We have a lot of different ways we already help you, but we have a new way, a secret way that no one else is doing right now to generate interviews for people. ECU, stay tuned. This is coming to you first. We are finalizing it today. So likely sometime next week, you're going to be hearing some exciting changes coming to ECU. So just remember the Interview Igniter program. Super excited about that. Hey, today, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? Hey, we're talking about the career mistakes high achievers make. So don't make these, please. And hey, why jobs that you're likely targeting that pay 200K, 300K or more, right? Why they require a different strategy. And I'm always breaking down what is going on in the job market right now. And bad. There's just some crazy statistics. So, hey, let's get into it. The number one career mistake high achievers make. You ready? They don't market themselves. They don't market themselves. They think because they work at Apple, Google, they worked at some mid-sized company, they did some exit. Man, I talk to successful people every single day. Recently, I talked to a guy that joined a company. They were doing $10 million a year. They were an e-commerce company. He helped them get to $1 billion a year over 7 years. You would think your results speak for themselves. They don't, right? And this individual, funny enough, on the training 3 weeks ago, didn't even have that on his LinkedIn profile. Promote. High performers assume that results speak for themselves. They do not. You have to promote it on your LinkedIn profile. Ensure the measurable achievements are on your resume and make sure you know how to communicate about it. Make sure you know how to talk about it. Looking for great people in your organization? Promote. If you're listening on Spotify right now, I'm holding up my phone saying, my name is Tim Madden. I am the CEO of Executive Career Upgrades. We are looking for the most exceptional sales professionals to join our enrollment team as we continue to grow and scale and help thousands of people every single year. Hey, if that's you, please send me an email at tim@execupgrades.com, letting us know why you would be a good fit on our enrollment team. We can't hire good people. I can't find a job. I can't do this. No one knows you. Nobody knows you. The number one career mistake high performers make, man, they don't market themselves, but really it's they don't promote themselves. How can a company find you if they don't even know you freaking exist? You know, I'm talking to a high-level marketer who's considering joining our program, who's skeptical, just like everybody else. It's all good, right? But I was like, follow me for a sec. How many broken products out there? Let's talk about a broken product, a mediocre product that is marketed so freaking well, they're able to sell that product to the masses. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, do you think there's exceptional products right now that exist? Like exceptional, right? Exceptional, I don't know, insert product here. whether it's technology or software or services, do we all agree that there's some exceptional services out there that are just extremely poorly marketed? Do you think the same could be done for you? So remember, we say all the time, the best person does not get the job. The best person does not get the job. The person who can position themselves in the best way possible to help the organization will get the job. Just because you have all of the background and experience does not mean you're going to get hired. So you need to learn how to promote yourself through online, to get in interviews, to communicate in those interviews, promote, promote, promote. No one is going to promote you. I know everyone's looking for them. Everyone's looking for that person to get someone in the room and, you know, get them the referral. Guys, that is not a real thing. I don't know why people think that exists of there's some magic person out there that's going to put you in the room and you're just going to magically, everything's going to just happen. That's not the way it works, right? Look at the boards. Look at the high level positions. Man, not only do you need to be good at promoting yourself, you need a team, a freaking army of advocates. I wish it was easier. Learn how to promote yourself. It's not arrogance. We're not talking about arrogance. We're talking about making it easy for the right people to find you. Okay? Your LinkedIn presence, your storytelling, your clarity of what you're targeting next, the value you can bring is now more important than freaking ever. Ready? You hear me say this all the time. Your biggest problem in your job search right now is not enough people know you. Not enough people know you. And then number two, which is painful. Get a drink of this Alani Winter Wonderland real quick. Your second biggest problem in your search, that people you used to work for, work with, be a vendor of, went to school with, got your PMP with, they might not even know you're hiring or you're looking for a next job. Promote, promote, promote yourself. If you need help with that, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Remember, ain't no one going to promote you better than you can promote yourself. If you need help, get help. Number two for the day, the executive gap. Why jobs paying $200K a year require a different salary? Let's just go with the most no-brainer thing. Everyone ready? The higher the salary, the smaller the pool of open roles. Let me say that one more time. The higher the salary, the smaller the pool of open roles. We know that jobs typically get filled through networks, networking, right, et cetera, cold outreach most of the time. Most high-paying roles are not even posted publicly, right? Your network is one of the strongest levers you will ever have, especially if you've been in the workforce for 20 years, okay? You need to be proactive, right? It requires a different strategy. I know we've been stuck on this apply online, cross your fingers, hope and pray someone calls you. You have to know by now, by looking at LinkedIn every single day. I could refresh it right now. I'm looking at it. Let's see. I can scroll down and I do know I'm going to see one person, you know, upset. Hey, first thing that pops up. Are you ready? Another week, another wave of layoffs because of AI. That's LinkedIn. I could scroll down a little more. Then literally the next post, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking for a job. Resume. They're using the wrong strategy. You need to get known. How do we get known? LinkedIn is a phenomenal platform. How many users are on LinkedIn today? Let's check. Let me ask. How many users are on LinkedIn per day above the director level? People that can hire you. Let's see. Let's see what the web says. Daily statistics. Okay. 1.1 billion, 16.2. LinkedIn reports. All right. Estimated active. So let's see. Let me do the math real quick. So we take 1.1 billion. That's a big number. Okay. That's million. Hold on one sec. That's billion times 16.2 equals, guys, there is 18 million. People on LinkedIn every single day above the director and VP level. But we want to apply for a job online that goes to a recruiter or an HR manager who doesn't feel the pain of the finance department not having a CFO. The best thing you can do right now is know your target, be branded effectively, try to get your information in front of people that can hire you on LinkedIn, right? Through many, many tactics and strategies, and show up on LinkedIn every single day as a subject matter expert you are. At the executive level, your brand, your value prop matter a tremendous more than your resume. Hopefully I'm providing some clarity today. I meet with people all the time that have been applying for jobs for 6 months and getting no results. I'm like, man, you need to get known. You need to get known. You need to learn how to market yourself as a product in 2025. And here's the next thing. I project that soon we are not going to have resumes. I think the next thing that's going to happen, maybe not anytime soon within the next 5 years, but here's what's going to happen. Are you ready? You're not going to have a resume anymore. Okay. It's going to be, you're going to apply for a job, right? But as you're applying, okay, you're going to be, a video prompt's going to prompt up. Okay. It's going to say, answer this question. You have 45 seconds, no retakes. And it is what it is. You're going to answer the question. It's going to be analyzed by AI and it's going to know, do we push this person forward or not? That is likely what's going to happen because people are already, companies are going to have to do something soon because they know every single person is using AI. By the way, for those interested in that Interview Igniter ECU, that's what I'm talking about, right? AI, before job boards goes away, that's the only way you're going to get traction right now through your resume. So me and Christina will be announcing that soon. We are a workforce in transition, okay? Long-term job stability is disappearing because of AI and other factors, because of, well, there's many, right? Economic instability, generational value shifts, right? People are burnt out from lots of things, right? Rapid technological transformation. People are reevaluating their career and career choices. Employers at an all-time, this is the all-time in history, where higher turnover, retention issues, and labor shortages are like an exceptionally real thing. This is what we're dealing with right now. But a lot of people say, oh my God, you know, this market, what a tremendous opportunity. What a tremendous opportunity. What a tremendous opportunity. I need to learn how to promote myself. I need to learn, hey, how to get in front of people that can hire me. I need to learn how to get known in my market. I got to know what to say during these interviews so I convert them into offers. And I need to know what companies are facing right now. So when I do get in front of these decision makers, I can proactively tell them what's going on in the market and how I can help based on my previous background and experience. If you can get a hold of people that can actually hire you and you can figure out their challenges and you can figure out where they're trying to go and you could let them know how you can help them get there quicker and alleviate their challenges, let me be the first to tell you, they will hire you. But if you do not know how to do that, it's going to be the most brutal time in history to land a new role. Never before COVID, yeah, it was kind of like, you know, COVID's a different story, right? There was a pandemic going on. But I'm seeing people unemployed for 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 2 years. Man, imagine being unemployed 2 years. I'm like, what have you been doing for 2 years? Get some help. If you do not know what you're doing, just like me and Christina say all the time, get freaking help. Get help. That's all we got for the Career Report today. Hey, as always, do me a favor. Thanks for tuning in first. Remember, staying informed every single day on what you need to do is the first step to staying ahead in your career. And as always, if you found today's conversation valuable, do me a favor. Go on over to Apple. Go on over to Spotify. Leave me a 5-star review. It's one of Tim Madden's goals to be a top 100 podcast. And only you can make that possible. Thanks for tuning into the Career Report. I'll see you next week.